Good morning, Robert Morris. Welcome back to another fun-filled episode of Fridays with Ian. What is this, Ian? Week four?
Yeah,
this is week four. We have another special guest in the studio. It's not Rashad this time. I'd call him special. We just loved him so much. We had to invite him back. Jim, welcome back to our show.
Oh, thanks for having me back, guys.
We've missed you. Missed you terribly.
Missed you guys.
All right, Ian. So I think you have a fun-filled topic that we should just jump right into. So why don't you bring us into it?
All right. Just because this special day is about next week, next Tuesday. So a topic here to discuss. Valentine's Day. Real or a fake holiday?
It's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good topic.
What are your thoughts?
Well, it was funny. One time I was at local Hallmark store near my house, and some older guy was like it was the day before. So, like, of course all the husbands were there the day before getting cards and candy and chocolate and stuff. Mm-hmm. For their special loved ones. So,
of course.
Some older guy who was just like trying to be like funny, I guess, but like don't think he's a big fan of Valentine's Day, goes, "Who invented this holiday?" And I remember my dad goes, "Hallmark." And I was like, "Well, it makes sense because I swear only like in Pittsburgh, only Hallmark and Ceres. And a couple flower shops, maybe, make money."
That is true, yeah.
And I think that goes for everywhere. We have Ceres in Pittsburgh. And Ceres is known around other regions. But, you know, you have that one big chocolate place, your own big card store wherever you live in the country, and, your favorite flower shop. And I guess right, one more thing about this, more and more people do make money off this, because you do have to think about, like, restaurants, but, like, I don't know, like...
I don't know, I feel like less people are, like, doing restaurants now, and more people are just doing, like... I can't decide if people are going more low-key, or people are still blowing it way out of proportion.
I think you either are real low-key about it, or you're real over the top with it. There's no middle ground.
All right, Ian, what are your opinions on Valentine's Day? What's your ideal Valentine's Day, Ian?
Well, I don't... Like, I think it's silly.
You're
to spend money on a card. Those things are like $8 nowadays.
For a piece of paper.
Yeah, for a piece of paper that says Happy Valentine's Day, and if you're in that part of your relationship, it may say I love you. That's it. And then Ceres Candy or Russell Stover, I think it's another company.
Yeah.
If you buy a big box, $17, $20, literally. If you buy a little box, you're 10 or so. If you buy real cheap, you're probably less than 10. But, and then flowers, roses aren't cheap. Flowers aren't cheap. Honestly, go to like Shop and Save, Giant Eagle, any grocery store, get your flowers there. They're literally the same flowers if you would go to a flower shop.
But did you know, instead of like those heart-shaped candies, a lot of restaurants though, they're like branching out and doing their own thing. Like Chick-fil-A, you can get a heart-shaped box of chicken nuggets.
Oh, really?
Domino's, you can get a heart-shaped pizza. I'm all about that. 2017 is amazing.
But now I'm going to propose this.
Propose it?
If someone doesn't give you a box, if someone doesn't give you chocolates in a heart-shaped box, does that offend you?
No.
Chocolate's chocolate.
Yeah, my theory is, why does it have to be in a heart? Why can't you just use the rectangular boxes?
All right, so
I understand the hearts, but, like, I don't understand, like...
So you're more of a low-key Valentine's Day person.
Yeah, like, I'm not a big... Like, I don't get... And then going out to dinner. Like, and spending $60 to $100 on dinner.
All right, so what is Ian going to do this Valentine's Day?
Well, it's Tuesday, so I'll probably be at Sports Talk in the Berg, and then the Century meeting until 9:30, 10 o'clock. And then I'll probably just go back to my room at Yorktown.
All right. Jim, what are your thoughts on Valentine's Day?
I have to agree with Ian. I think it's kind of a made-up holiday. I think the chocolate companies and the card companies came up with it. Yeah, I don't do Valentine's Day. I'm very against it.
Preach.
Just because it's like, if you want to go.
So even when you had a girlfriend, you're still against it?
Oh yeah,
because that's the big key.
No, yeah, totally. Okay. Because it was, I mean, like, I just spent all this money on Christmas. Why 2 months later I have to spend all this money again?
True.
You know, and it was, I don't know. I mean, we went out to dinner, and I thought that was enough, because, you know, a nice meal.
That's more than enough.
Yeah.
Exactly. It was a nice meal, and, you know, I was in high school at the time, so I didn't have a lot of money. So, you know, I think a nice meal's a good way to do it. I mean, plenty. You can get a box of candy if you want, but...
Now let's discuss where to go for dinner. Where did you go?
Good point by Ian.
Because there's a difference between going to, like, for some reason, Max and Irma's is popping into my head. Max and Irma's or, like, Monterey Bay. Like, there's a big difference. Well, there's, like, I don't know if they're still, honestly, but there wasn't one on Mount Washington. There was one in Monroeville, but I think they changed. And then, or, like, the Lamont. Where, like, the steak's $50.
Yeah,
like,
no, I think...
Where'd you go? What'd you say?
Well, we went to Olive Garden.
Oh, you see, that's fantastic!
You see, that is
a class act right there. Jim Schultz, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a more of a, you're not going to go in sweats kind of thing. You're going to look kind of nice to go to Olive Garden, even though you will see people...
I've gone to Olive Garden in sweats.
Well, I mean, like, but that is an elegant place.
Exactly.
And they got soup.
They have soup.
See, but, like, my thing is, oh, no, our song ended. I like that.
They have soup. Now, I don't know if you guys, now is Eaton Park.
That's amazing.
A good place to go for Valentine's.
Listen, it's not a good.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Here's why. The whole point of Valentine's Day, the whole holiday started because of St. Valentine. And Hallmark and everything else Ian said has created into this stigma that it has to be this giant thing. The whole point of Valentine's Day is just to celebrate loving the people you're with. If you can do that at an Eaton Park, congratulations.
Well, that's true. You can do that at Eaton Park.
I could do that at Eaton Park. I don't love a lot of people, but send me. I'm ready. Like, you get, like, my idea of Valentine's Day before, like, anytime I didn't have a boyfriend, what I did is me and my friends would just get copious amounts of disgusting, unhealthy food and either watch Star Wars or Star Trek series.
Oh, wow.
And that was
wow,
it.
Wow, that's...
And
that's
I
a good
was
Valentine's
with
Day
the
right
people
there.
I loved. That is Valentine's Day, even though I called it anti-Valentine's Day.
Hey, I did ask a girl at the prom my junior year on Valentine's Day.
Oh, how did that go?
That's probably the most romantic thing I've ever done on Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Did she say yes?
Yeah. The funny thing is, we were both, like, sick.
Oh.
Like, we both, like, it was a Thursday, I remember. We both skipped on Friday. Yeah. That was junior. That was, like, 4 years ago. Holy man. But, yeah, that was, like, you know the funniest thing about that was, though? You do it in February,
yeah.
And prom's not till May. Like, end of May.
Oh, wow. That's,
so
yeah,
it was,
that's
like, a big, like, yeah.
Did you plan it out that way, or you just...
Yeah, I purposely did it on Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was just happened to spur of the moment thing you were talking
about. No, I got a card from Hallmark. I think I did give her a box of chocolates, too, I think. Small box. Okay, I was kind of mean by saying that. But... And then I put it on a piece of paper... Asked her out the prom.
Oh, nice.
That's cute.
Yeah.
All right, Jim, what are your Valentine's Day plans this year?
Well, since it's on a Tuesday, like Ian said, I won't be here, so that's kind of nice. Like, I won't be at school because I don't have classes on Tuesdays.
Nice.
But I do have work, so I will be at Eaton Park.
All right.
So, yeah,
Jim,
no.
Jim, maybe I'll run into you.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, no, I don't have many plans on Valentine's Day. I mean, I might go see the Batman Lego movie. That seems like a...
Oh,
that
yeah.
Or John Wick 2. I
want to spend Valentine's Day with Jim.
I don't know. It depends. Well, if you want to spend it with me, I'll be happy to have a friend. Because I'm going to be by myself, so...
Story of his life.
Me and Jim have the pleasure of seeing each other every Monday, though.
We do,
in class.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Jim, I'm going to bring you a giant happy Valentine's Day card to class. I'm going to give it to you in front of everybody.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Ian, remind me to do that.
Okay.
Jim, I'm going to ask you to be my Valentine in class.
Okay.
Okay, time out.
Time out.
So, if you say if anybody here has a Valentine on campus, or, yeah, like you have a, your boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, you both go here.
Uh-huh.
And you don't want to go out to dinner, or you can't go out to dinner, what dining hall, what dining facility on campus is the best place to go?
Wheatley.
For lunch, right though. That's the only thing. It's only for lunch. But still,
say,
it doesn't matter.
Sit right by that stupid fireplace. if you're eating on campus, if that was for some reason your thing, calf, and then sit in that weird back mood lighting part of the calf that I make fun of.
Oh, the private seating. Yeah, the private seating, they called it yesterday.
Yeah.
I saw something about that, yeah.
But, see, my thing is a lot of people freak out on campus about Valentine's Day because, like, they don't have cars or something. You have so many takeout options and delivery
Kiyoshi.
Options. Kiyoshi. Kiyoshi.
Nice romantic.
Get that heart-shaped pizza from Domino's,
Asian
folks.
Cuisine.
You have so many options.
Wait, Domino's is doing a heart-shaped pizza?
They do every year.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Hmm?
If heart-shaped pizza doesn't say Valentine's Day, I don't know what does.
You're telling me.
Domino's pizza, it's so good.
You see, I'm not a big fan. It does.
But I love
it. It does
pizza
the job of late nights, Fridays or Saturday nights. But like, I wouldn't go there.
I don't know. I'm a big fan of any pizza.
Like, mm-hmm.
True.
Like pizza's just, it's fantastic. And it's red, so it kind of ties into the whole Valentine's Day thing, you know.
Yeah, that sauce on there.
True.
Yeah,
true.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I think we should take a quick little break. Ian, what song?
Oh, I don't know. Surprise me. I don't really have one that comes to my head right now.
Do you have a love song?
Yeah.
For Valentine's Day? Do you have a, you know?
I've been like pop. Aren't all songs essentially about Valentine's Day? Because it's all about having a boyfriend and a girlfriend or breaking up. I mean, any Taylor Swift song works.
Well, that's
okay. Well, this is not Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that's.
We'll be right back with a stone cold hearted Ian kissed. Jesus.
What? Yeah, I think it's a waste of money.
Say, like...
Oh, okay, this is a good one. You tell me to breathe. I don't know, it just popped in my head for some reason. I've never been there. Oh, I've been there. I've never been there like in a while. There's one in Monroeville. Wait, just ignore him. I never skipped class.
I never said that.
You did say that. You're like, I skipped once already. I'm like, you've been on the show past 3 weeks. Ooh. Let's talk about the men's hockey team. That was a big announcement yesterday. That's big. They're playing in Heinz Field. Put it in my sports report today. I have to wear red. I don't have anything red. I have a hoodie, so I'll wear that. I thought you guys were gonna bring that up.
Okay,
Hey.
Welcome back to Fridays with Ian. I'm not even going to call him a guest anymore. Rashad's here. He's Hi. Here every week.
Yeah.
All right, Ian, bring in the hard questions for Rashad.
We'll start off Valentine's Day. Fake or real holiday?
Oh, fake or real. Well, today's meetings, it's a fake holiday.
Okay.
Because, you know, we were talking about this in the break. It was meant to celebrate and acknowledge St. Valentine. But now it's about love and all that stupid stuff.
Well, it's still always about love. It's just become more of like, it's more become very commercial.
Yeah.
That's like now you have to go it. With these all grandiose acts for your spouse or
no,
significant
you do
other.
Not. I'm sick of people thinking that you do. It's a shame.
I think that's like the norm now, you know? Like
that's a shame. Like, it shouldn't have to be such a big deal.
Now, here's another question. And I know a lot of people bring this up during Christmas. If your significant other says we're not buying each other anything, do you still buy
That's
them something?
Not, no.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Now, do you buy something just in case they give you something so you have something to give them?
Yeah.
No, because you should be at a point where you should just be able to believe each other. If you want to have, like, one... If you want... I guess it's fine to, like, stow one thing away just to get... But, like...
Like, God. Honestly, if,
can't people
like...
Can't just be honest with each other?
If someone tells me, hey, let's just go to dinner... I'll probably get a card, but nothing else.
You don't need a card. I hate cards.
I mean,
what is the point?
I may cards get a box. Actually, yeah, true. I'll probably just get a box of chocolate as well. But, yeah. Like, I'm going to eat from that box of chocolate, too.
You'll have the top row. She'll have the bottom.
Ian, if you could pick anybody to be your Valentine, who would it be?
Oh, this is actually... I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm always leaning towards, like, a famous person. Like...
Wait,
it's
open the Tori. Door. My roommate and best friend Tori Flick is now joining the show.
Yeah.
No, I have a question for her.
All right, Tori. We're talking about Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
I have a question for her because right now. Okay, so, Tori.
What's your question?
So, you have a boyfriend.
That is accurate.
Yeah.
Ew.
Matt Merlino, how you doing? So, we're talking about Valentine's Day.
Right.
Fake or real holiday, go.
Fake or real? Technically, doesn't it have, like, it's, like, based in history.
Right?
You
Valentine.
See? You see?
Saint Valentine.
You see, she knows.
Yeah,
So, it's real, but do you think it's become very commercial or it's still what it is?
Oh, it's so commercial. I went to Walmart yesterday. Everything is pink. There's flowers.
Yeah.
It's super
it's
commercialized.
Awful. It's
they have, like, those awful teddy bears that you're supposed to get your, like, person.
So, now, do you have plans already? And if so, are they big or are they small? I feel like I know this answer.
What's your guess?
I'm going to say small. Like, nothing.
It's
nothing
on a Tuesday.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah. Valentine's Day is on a Tuesday. Weird. If it was, like, a real holiday, they would make it, like, on a weekend. Or
well, it's
give
always
us, like,
February 14th, though. So whatever day February 14th falls on is
I just mean, like, I have class
get.
All day Tuesday.
Me
so
too.
I'm not, like, planning anything.
I have four classes on Tuesday.
Yeah, so I have plans, but they're, like, significantly smaller than anyone else's, I assume.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's our thing. We're talking about, we don't think you have to do anything big.
Nope.
Yeah, no, not even a little. You don't really have to do anything. It's just kind of
now,
the idea
do you buy each other stuff?
For Valentine's Day?
Yeah, like.
No.
No.
What's your theory on the card?
What do you think about on cards? Just cards in general.
Cards. Well, it depends on, like, what for. Like, for Valentine's Day, there's no way that I would get my significant other a card. Unless for, like,
I think everybody's
reasons.
Under the impression that you have to.
No, you... Yeah, but, like,
I was never...
It's a piece of paper.
It is. It's a piece of paper.
And they put a drawing on it and charge up the wazoo for it.
I mean, it
up
means
the
more
wazoo.
If you write the note
you can't
for yourself.
Swear on the radio.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that all day.
Okay.
But
I don't think cards are necessary.
No, what was it last year?
Hi, Mike.
Me and Tori had an adorable Valentine's Day. You came home, I remember, and outside my door there was a giant box of Lucky Charms, and
these things
that you had baked when you were home, and I was so happy with life.
I do remember that.
And I gave you a really
those were like 10,000 calories,
and
for sure.
Ate all of them. And then I gave Tori this really bad poster. It said, "I heart you," and the heart was like a Lucky Charms.
Oh, my God.
And it was so wet, and I gave it to her, and I was like, "Here you go." It does not look like a heart after that.
It had, like, it was dripping because the glue was still, like, wet.
I didn't realize how long cereal takes to dry.
I saved that for months. It wasn't, like, Lucky Charms were, like, they weren't molding, but they were, like, rocks, and they were, like, falling off the poster.
I still have it.
We're easily the best roommates. So.
We're adorable together. We had a solid Valentine's Day, and then didn't you guys go see Deadpool?
Yeah. You had a significant other, and
then we
went to see Deadpool.
We saw Deadpool.
Yeah, a bunch of us went to go see Deadpool. Oh, three of us went to go see Deadpool Valentine's Day weekend too.
It was prime. It was a good time.
But Rashad,
yes,
do you have Valentine's Day plans?
No.
No.
I am.
What are you gonna do?
Spending it with me in the newsroom, probably.
Tuesday, yeah, probably.
That's probably how it's gonna go.
Let him in.
Oh, we have sports talk on
Tuesday.
Avon's
back. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
And in the meeting.
Avon, we have an important question.
Okay.
Bye, Tori. I love you.
Bye, Tori.
Bye, Tori.
Thank you, Tori, for being on the show. Avon, we're talking about
Valentine's Mike's in here, too.
Oh,
is Mike coming in?
Mike, you want to join?
Might as well.
All right.
Mike, oh, wow.
Two new guests.
Full house.
Fridays at the Inn is packed today. As the kids say, it is lit in here. All right, Avon.
The kids still say
here.
That?
What are your thoughts, Ian? You're going to have to elaborate on Valentine's Day.
Fake or a real holiday?
A fake or a real holiday? Well, my opinion on Valentine's Day is, like, you should... Why do you have a special day for that? You should do that every single day.
Oh. Easily. Wow. Okay. Good answer.
I respect that.
That's a good answer.
I feel like that'd get old really, really quick.
Mike, what about you? You got talking to Mike.
Again, it's like an actual, like, holiday, isn't it? Like Saint Valentine.
Yeah.
As a person.
So many people know Saint Valentine's Day. I'm so excited. Continue.
But yeah, like he did stuff, and it's like, you know, my knowledge of Saint Valentine stops at the name, so
right,
I can't really elaborate.
Let's look up. Let's see what Google says about Saint Valentine.
While Ian is googling that, do either of you two lovely young gentlemen have Valentine's Day plans?
No.
I do not.
Okay, I keep asking everybody.
Newsroom dates.
I was going to say everyone
might
say
as well.
They're going to be here.
St. Valentine, officially known as St. Valentine of Rome,
And
is
sports
a 3rd century Roman saint widely celebrated on February 14th and commonly associated with... Okay, let's click on the link.
Ooh.
Getting a history lesson here, folks.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not signing
history
up
with
now.
Ian.
I don't want to sign up now. So it says that... And commonly associated with courtly love.
Ew. Wow. That's disgusting.
Whatever the meaning behind that
courtly
means.
Courtly love.
Although not much of St. Valentine's life is reliably known, and whether or not the stories involve two different saints by the same name is also not officially decided. It is highly agreed that St. Valentine was murdered and then buried on the Via Flaminia to the north of Rome. There's a lot of controversy with this. Who is St. Valentine?
Wow.
I'm not impressed.
Also, though, I want to point out, though, that he did get a slap in the face here. In 1969, the Roman Catholic Church removed St. Valentine from the general Roman calendar because so little was known about him. However, the church still recognizes him as a saint, listing him in the February 14th spot of Roman.
Oh.
So again, not
he's
much.
He's a good person.
Yeah, like, but
not
still,
much about him, but
he's still saint, so that means he did do a miracle.
He did something.
Did they say why he was sainted?
Well, you become a saint when you perform a miracle.
What miracle did he do?
It doesn't. Let's
there's
see.
Nothing. There's not a lot known about him.
Yeah, that's the thing.
We just know he did something to become a saint.
Exactly.
That is it.
All right, so Avon, got a big question for you. You ready? Mike, you're going to have to answer after, so get on deck.
Oh, boy.
What is your ideal Valentine's Day?
Ooh.
Oh, that's a long list.
Step up to the mic.
Oh, what?
It is one that I am allowed to sleep through for 24 hours. That way I don't have to put up with it. Just go right to buying the cheap candy the day afterwards.
Okay. All right.
I'm actually down for cheap candy, to be honest.
Aw, are you two going to buy each other candy?
Absolutely not.
Dude, but cheap candy, bro.
I'm buying me cheap candy.
I'm gonna go to Walmart.
Kara's coming in too.
Yeah, let Kara in.
Kara's coming.
I'm gonna go to Walmart that morning. I'm just gonna buy, the dollar store. I'm gonna buy the like cheapest heart shaped boxes of candy. Just give the. I'm gonna give it to Jim in class on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Jim, I'm going to embarrass the crap out of you.
Kara, if you're gonna be in here, you gotta answer this question.
You gotta answer the question.
Yep. Get
what
on
are
the
your
mic.
Thoughts on Valentine's Day? Is it
fake
still,
or a real holiday?
Is it still representative of what it used to be, or is it become too commercial?
Bye, Avon.
I think it's a good excuse to buy crappy chocolate. All
right.
Or bye, Avon. You're a shot.
Kara, what is your ideal Valentine's Day?
Watching a bad movie and eating lots of bad chocolate.
All right, see, I like it. That's
pretty basic. I like it.
Do you have a Valentine this year, Kara? No. Okay. Anyways, for those of you that don't know, that just are tuned in or sitting in here and just walked in, Jim Schultz is now my new Valentine.
Oh.
Yeah. Apparently, I am
declaring it right now at 10:36. So on Monday, Jim Schultz can expect some a card and some heart shaped chocolates if I go to the dollar store. I know, but we have class together on Monday.
Yeah.
I want that entire class to just look super confused.
Oh.
I'm so excited.
Aww.
It's going to be a fun
precious.
Valentine's Day, folks.
This is.
It's going to be a fun Monday. All right, so I think we should take another quick music break.
Okay.
All right.
Does anyone have a song recommendation?
Africa.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that.
All right, so we're going to bring on some Africa by Toto.
It's a good song.
And I'm going to mute Ian's mic this time. I forgot to do that last time. And we'll be right back.
All righty.
Longing for some solitude.